This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the PM's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with the private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industries' lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed.
New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that India's energy transition is driving industrialization, job creation and global competitiveness, offering a model for emerging economies. Addressing a session at the World Economic Forum Annual Meeting 2026 in Davos, the minister said India has transformed clean energy into a people-centric development movement while strengthening energy security and reducing power costs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call yesterday from President of Brazil, Lula da Silva. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership and take it to even greater heights in the year ahead. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the two leaders exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. PM Modi conveyed that he looked forward to welcoming President Lula to India soon. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot high Khanni top along Bardewa-Chamba Interstate Road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, PM Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have expressed grief over the loss of lives of army personnel. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents yesterday. Among those killed were dreaded leader Patiram Manji alias Anal, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site, while search operations are still underway in the forested region. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a visit to Odisha and West Bengal today. This will be his maiden visit to the two states after assuming office. During the visit, the Vice President will attend the Parakram Divas celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Culture in Cuttack, Odisha and Kolkata, West Bengal. The events are being held to commemorate the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The Ministry of Culture is organizing Parakram Divas 2026 from today in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, marking the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. The celebrations will take place at 13 other locations across the country associated with the life and legacy of freedom fighter Bose. The celebrations will continue till 25th of this month. In badminton, Lakshya Sen will take on Thailand's Panichit Paun Tiratra Sakul in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Indonesia Masters 2026 in Jakarta today. While in the women's singles quarterfinals, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face top seed Chen Yufei of China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.